It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. This is Mark Husson, and this is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour, coming to you live on Cinco de Mayo at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. on the East Coast. How are you? It's a beautiful Leo moon today. It is void of course, so the sky is the limit on what we're going to do. Now, if you're listening to us on radio, thank you for doing that. If you're listening on a replay, thank you. If you're at Facebook in the chat room, I'll come in and say hi to you guys. If you're listening to YouTube, I got the stream going. You have to find it at MH Astrology. So it's youtube.com/MH Astrology. I believe I put the link in the Facebook page. I mean, that is pretty much everything that's going on. And if you can also find us on, if you just go on demand and look me up, you'll find the links to the YouTube thing. So I hope you can do that. Thank you. Pamela's in the house. I see you, Pamela. Thank you for being here. I'm going to do a quick refresh in the chat room on Facebook. Let me do that real quick so I can say hi to people who have come in. Erica, you did a beautiful show. I love that Erica is the show before me. It's so fun to have her be a part of it. And just so like, it's, I don't know. I get to just hear her, the scopes that she gives. I get to hear the tenor of her voice, right? It's just wonderful. So I like so much having that. So I hope you guys got to enjoy that and came early to be a part of it. No, the room is starting to come in, so let me just take a minute, center in. Hi, Carrie and Becky. Good to see you guys. Hi, Carla. Arlene, thanks for being here. You guys are so sweet to come. There's so much about sweetness in the air. I'm going to open up my soda. This show is sponsored by Olipop Tropical Punch. No, it isn't. I swear to God, it isn't. But I love these pops. I mean, some of them are terrible, but this one has just a light tinge of pineapple. There's only 5 grams of sugar in the whole thing. I just have it in my special cup. I've been craving to do that all day. And I said, just wait and open it on the show. So I plug them because they might go, I could get a lawsuit for plugging them. They might go, we're not into what you're doing, dude. Quit saying you drink us. Like, okay. But anyway, I do love promoting things that I love just in case it sort of encourages somebody to check it out or tell me something better. That's always been my thing, right? I was thinking about it in the early days of having the website. I was always trying to do like be an influencer. These are the tennis shoes I love. And I think a lot of you remember that. These are the people that I love. And then it just sort of like, you know, I wasn't very good at it, but it was something that was just natural to me. So now I like the world is sort of providing opportunities and technology to do it so much better. Oh, Erica's so sweet. Yeah, I'm just glad you're on the planet, Erica. Thank you. Quelly, thanks for coming. Hi, Ann. You're so sweet. Don't get your eyes checked and don't change your monitor. Infinite Light, thank you for being here. I'm pretty sure I will eventually, yes, I thought so. I knew that was Sahar. I'll eventually get that memorized. Thank you, Sahar. Thanks for so much for being here. Sahar's an advisor, our newest advisor at 12listen.com. I hope you guys are getting a chance to enjoy these people. We are so growing. I can feel it. It's like Serena is going to do a live stream today. Serena is the second one to officially be on 12 Radio coming on live on the live streams with me. And I'm not saying that, I mean, it's hard to do. It's brave. It sort of takes a little bit of preparation. And you all saw me. You've been so good to me. You've been so sweet to me. God, thank you so much. Getting here is hard. And you sort of guided me like, okay, just quit thinking about the camera. Just do it. Just get up there. And you got me here. And so it's sort of like the perseverance, the willingness, the curiosity. God help me. I never want to lose my natural curiosity. If they said, what's the thing that keeps us vital? It's curiosity. And it's so gotten me where I am right now. It's gotten me to question everything in such a good way. I feel so much better about how I look at I'm looking in the at my own thing now, and like that's a clock behind me. People were asking. It just it's just a digital clock. I didn't know what to do with it, so I'm like, I love the I buy this little gadgetry stuff, and then I'm like, next thing I know, I look at John and go, why is our house so cluttered? And then I get the riot act. You understand? But getting here was with you. You all lifting me up and sort of telling me, you know, here's some advice. Your sound is bad, da da da, whatever it is. And each week it just got a little easier, a little easier. And now it's like, I'm so grateful, beyond grateful, that I get to have this opportunity to talk to you guys this way. Number one, that I got over my own self, like tripping over my own stuff about my looks or whatever. It's just sort of like, just go, just be you and let people love what they love and hate what they hate. That's what happens. And then, I've been using my walks a lot in the morning to take care of the mental stuff that comes up. And so how I use them is I walk until it's clear. I had a dear friend come over yesterday, somebody I've known for over 40 years. And you know what's fun is watching that evolution and acceptance and sort of like, so hi, Deb, if you're listening. And just the seeing how people love. And how it's like when you do it through a more mature headset, you see the love, in even though it may not look like the love that you're used to or what we would define love or the romantic love we see on TV. We see just how a person is caring and loving in their own way. And they and we all have that. And so I think it's really important that the message gets out. That if you're angry at somebody or if you're mad at somebody or if you can see where somewhere in there there's a little spark of something we can latch onto and say, yeah, I do care about that part, right? We don't have to do anything different. You don't have to bring them into your life. You don't have to just do somersaults, but you want to be able to sort of like, okay, people have essential good. You can find it if you want. So maybe some people don't. Hopefully they're not in your life. So I walk, I get the boys, try to go before anybody else in the world. And we're out like dark. It's like dawn. And, you know, they're having a ball. They're smelling everything. Dear God, quit smelling everything. And then that's me talking to them. And I hold a thought, like, what is the thing that's in my head the most like this morning? What was it? And it was a thing at my uncle's funeral that came up. And how he didn't, you know, he seriously didn't like me. This family grew up on complaints and campaigns against people. And it's okay. He was definitely just afraid. He was just afraid. And because it's even scarier when the person's a nice person. Like, I kind of liked him, but he just hated everything that, like, he knew he was going to take me out of the will. And he knew he wasn't going to be a nice guy with me. But I didn't care. I didn't think about that. I liked him. I grew up liking him because he built houses and he was a tough guy and he would always tell these grandiose stories. Anyway, so I'm thinking about that today on my walk and I'm thinking about how I went up to my nephew. No, it was a cousin. It's like second cousin, I think, who my uncle loved. And I wanted just to say to him, my second cousin, I am so sorry. I know he loved you. And I wanted to say he loved you because he talked about this guy so much. And I went up to him and I said, hey, I am so sorry for your loss. I was really serious. And he loved you so much. He talked about you constantly. Well, the guy looked at me like I was literally the embodiment of Satan. I saw the radicalization in his eyes about me. And it was a beautiful moment for me because I got it. Not his fault, right? It's not his fault. We indoctrinate people. You know, the media does it to us. We people do it to us. And it's sort of like, I got it. And on my walk today, I was thinking about how accepting I was of that and how I really wanted that to be a point of something I do in life, because I don't do that all the time. I don't forgive very easily. I don't try to understand. Forgiveness to me is just not about me being grandiose and saying, I forgive you. Forgiveness, and this is A Course in Miracles thing, I don't take credit for it, but it did resonate, is simply getting that people can't hurt you. There's nothing that they can do wrong to you, right? And then I got, it was a Leo moon today. And in that Leo moon energy is that sense of like, we can find that hidden father in us, because the Leo moon sort of reminds us of where our fathers maybe dropped the ball a little bit, not always, but, or what the father maybe enhanced in us, which was the sense of you're okay, to find the part of us that can say, you're okay. It's okay. You're all right. And I was thinking about that for my cousin. Like, he's okay. I mean, he was told terrible, terrible things. And, you know, my uncle is really goes on the campaign. He wants you to hate who he hated. And he did that to me with another cousin when he was speaking to me. Even though I knew he didn't like me, he hated this cousin even more. And he was just talking about it, every story. You could tell he's just a hurt man, doesn't know how to deal with feelings, didn't know how to deal with his hurt. So point being, Leo moons are really good for that. If you woke up today with a little bit of like where you reviewing where you've been hurt, okay, where you've been sort of misguided. And I wonder how many of you did today have a little bit of like, ouch. Or if you just did any kind of review today, did it have a theme, a Leo father paternal theme to it? Just look. And if it did, it's kind of cool because you're tuning into the Leonian energy. And if it was about your hair being awful, you also tuned into the Leo moon. So it's void, of course, which means we get a chance from 6:30 early this morning until just the afternoon. This is the moon, meaning it's not making another connection to anything else in the sky. I'm gonna put the chart on the screen. But it's where it's not making, the moon in Leo isn't making a connection to any other planet. So it's like free. It's void, of course. It has no direction. That's sort of what that term comes from. And we're going to get into that for a minute. I have you guys in front of me. I tried a few of them and don't like the taste. Which one are you drinking? I'm drinking, okay, I know some of them have weird tastes. Olipop, I'm drinking Tropical Punch. Let me tell you my favorites. The orange, not cream. Orange, it has a second word, but it is not cream. Don't get the cream. I don't like that one. Too sweet. And my absolute favorite, their new grape, is like pitch perfect. It literally not too sweet, not too tart. It has this delicious grape taste to it, very light in color. But this Tropical Punch has just a hint of pineapple. Now, there's some that I can't stand. I can't stand the root beer, too intense. Can't stand the colas. But we have people who adore them. So you should see, I opened this drawer in the fridge, and there's like 36 flavors of Olipop. Poppy's a little too sweet for me, the other one, but you might like Poppy. They have an orange and a grape too that are a little sweeter. Okay, sorry for the commercial, but I love that you guys want to know, because that's my little Venus in Gemini. I have little things I'd love to share with you, like my phone case. This still is amazing. This thing just opens like this, and you set it up. It does horizontal. And then it goes back in and you still use it to charge. You don't have to move anything. It's smooth. And that's called Case Koo, K-O-O. See, it's natural. I should have been a salesman. I was actually good at it. And then I got horrible at it, because then I was like, I'm tired of selling you. I remember telling you all the story. When a Libra would come in, I knew instantly they ain't going to buy this, but it'll make me talk to them, because I could see Libras buy whatever they want. Instantly, they know, like that. They know, like that. So when a Libra goes, talk to me about which one I should get, I'm like, this is not going to turn into a sale. Now, I got to the point later when we were ready to sell the store and be done that I was like, telling that stuff out loud. And people were like, oh, like I was like, this is not going to turn into anything. I'm not going to entertain you. So no, if you want it, you know, you get it if you want it. If not, move on. That's what I became. That's how bad I needed to get out. Anyway, let me check a look at y'all. So happy to be here with you, Lynn. Thank you, Lynn. Great. I'm glad you made it. It's always good to see. It's always good to see you. Hi, Truly. Christine's in the house. Du Maurier. Christine, another advisor at 1-2. Christine is like Taurus Virgo. And Christine is one of those voices that if you talk to her, you kind of want to keep talking to her. She like an insanely great advisor. We met at Hay House Radio. She called in and she had just had enough trying to figure out how to become a part of the 1-2 Listen family. She knew she belonged there. She was not wrong. And she's here. So thank you. And thanks for hanging out with us, Christine, for so long. Nadine, thank you for being here. Oh, Void, of course. Now that explains it. Yes, it's true. I'm using the chat room, you guys, today a little more because you're here and I'm more comfortable. So give me a second. Bear with me. Those of you listening to radio, I'll make this a part of the show. It'll be perfect. Okay, Truly said, I influenced her to try. Yes, just try it. Thank you, Truly. It's not bad. And I would love to know what you all find out. If anything, I recommend what you decide. Happy to see and hear you today, Mark, and to be with the 1-2 community. What a sweet thing to say, Suzanne. Thank you. Shelley, found you. Yes, yay, I'm so glad. Hi, Penny. Good to see you. Ellen's in the house. Thank you, from Italy. Woohoo! Oh, my gosh. I feel so international. It's like between you and Erica, I've conquered the world. that's funny. Grape is my favorite, Shelley said. Thank you. Mine too. Oh, look. This is what they have new cans. They're taller. Oh, I can't. Give me that. I'm going to put it on. Hang on 1 second. Get that chart off the screen. We're talking important things here. Okay, this is the grape, the new big, tall, skinny can. This is their normal can. So you can see their difference in size. But, I mean, I'm kind of like addicted in the sense of like just enough flavor, just enough sweetness, just enough little thing, you know, bubbles in my mouth. It's just like, okay, Mark, stop it. Move on. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Lynn, thank you. That's such a Course in Miracles thing. I have Kim Wapnick's picture on my in my kitchen. He is a little, CA got it for me. He's pointing and laughing. He was one of the big teachers of A Course in Miracles. I'm not here to promote The Course in Miracles. I don't care about promoting The Course in Miracles. It's been a giant influence in my life. But I walked the other day and met one of my neighbors who said he said he is a man who loves the word of God so deeply. He is the sweetest person I've ever met. In the old days, that would have scared me. It doesn't. It's like he's so sweet. Let him love God in his own way, right? And so he wants to come over and talk, but I said, John, I'm not meeting him alone. I don't know how to talk about, like, when somebody says, what are your views on God? I don't know how to do it. I can't. I don't know. I don't know how to do it because I feel their need to have it be in a certain way, and I want to give it to them. Not really. I don't know. But anyway, John's great at it. Thank God for Libras, really. And I didn't like the root beer really bad. Okay. Serena here on the 1-2 Listen account. Serena is going live. She's going on the 1-2 Listen account. You guys, please, let's find her. She's going to get us the link. I'll be there. Let's give it a whirl. Remember how you were with me on my first stream? Serena's like 5 times, you know, more comfortable. And it would be fun to, like, as each person gets live, let's go support them. We'll make sure to get the links in. Screen shows chart, not you. I know. Why Void of Course Moons feel so uncomfortable? Okay, let's talk about that. Thank you. Let's get back to astrology. If you have a strong moon in your chart, and a lot of you do because you listen to the show, and I'm a Cancer, but you also, because you care about people and because you like astrology, a lot of you have strong moons. A lot of you have strong lunar functions. And a strong moon would be a moon that is close to your sun sign, close to the ascendant, maybe in the fourth house of your chart, or maybe it's just a singleton somewhere out there alone. And if you're a woman, typically the moon is you have really strong access to the moon in our culture. I know a lot of that's changing, but typically if you have access to your feminine aspect easier, then you're going to grab that moon easier. So when the moon in the sky goes into Leo, first of all, it activates that area of your chart. It activates wherever Leo is. For me, it's at the very top of the chart, so I feel comfortable with the moon up there. Also, it's making a connection to other planets that it's in the sky. So if, let's say this, for example, Mars is in Leo. Yesterday, the moon was touching Mars, and it was like connected to Mars. Today, it's out of orb from Mars. You can see in the chart, and I'll put that back up, that the moon is now separated from, where's my little mousey? There you are. Okay, we're going to put the chart back up. And hopefully you can see, I think you can see, yeah, you can see my mouse moving around now. You can see the moon here. Here's Mars, and the moon is separated from it. It's coming away. Mars is at 7. The moon's at 27. I know. I'll show you that picture, and then I can also send it to you. So as it pulls away, you'll look, it's at 27. All of these planets here are, the latest one was 26. So the moon is no longer in connection with anything. It's the furthest out. It's not, there's nothing at 27. There's nothing at 28. So it's pulling away, and it's considered at that point, it's not touching anything. It's without a connection, without a lifeline to any other planet. It's just a metaphor. But what happens is, the, for those of us that are lunar, that feel the moon, we kind of maybe get a little like unattached. Meaning, if you, it's like a Mercury retrograde. If you go to buy something, if I go to buy something when the moon's void, of course, inevitably I return it. One of the things I did, I had a staff meeting on a void, of course, just 2 weeks ago. I was talking to Terry about this, Campbell, and oh my gosh, I ended up sending the staff meeting from 2 weeks before when I was done. I ended up having to redo it like twice. I mean, I said that we were going to meet at a certain time. I was wrong on the time. I was just basically being irresponsible, but also lunar. I was out of sync. And when I looked and saw the moon was void, I was like, oh, figures. So there's so many things I have wanted to, like, you know how I try to do the Mercury retrograde? I don't try to do the Mercury retrograde anymore, try to overcome it. It is overcome in my mind. I love the Mercury retrogrades. I don't fear them. I have the same relationship now with politics. I'm not afraid of them. These are accomplishments that I worked on that I really wanted in my life. The Mercury retrograde, particularly, I bought my cars under them. I worked for years to undo the damage that was done to poor little us passing Mercury. I can't undo that with the void, of course. I'm trying. The void, of course, for me as a lunar ruled person, I try to do, to plan things around it so they're not void, like, my doctor wants me to go get blood work for our 6 month consultation. And when I schedule it, I don't want it to be a void, of course, moon. I want that needle to be found in my vein. It's a superstition a little bit. And I probably have Kate taking it too far. I'm not proud of that part because some of you love void, of courses. Now, I've had void, of course, moons where when I'm typically so anxious or my mind's working against me, the void, of course, unhooks me. And it's like, oh, that was easy. And then I look, it was a void, of course, moon. So there are good things about it. I just pay attention to them. That's why I ask you guys, pay attention to the void, of course, moon. It's today until noon. See if you feel connected, unconnected. I always think my shows that are on the void, of course, I think that show's not going to go anywhere. I mean, I literally think like that. Like, where is it going to go anyway? I mean, if it was a void, of course. Some moons, we hit a profound topic. Some shows are just, to me, we get deep and we get profound. And I might think I'm doing that on a void, of course, moon, and then find out I wasn't, and vice versa. Sometimes I think it wasn't helpful, and you find out that maybe it was. So give up trying to control them. Be aware of them. Enjoy them as much as possible. 12 o'clock today, Pacific time, exactly 12:40. This is the now I'll do a dual screen. I'll bring me both in. You should see my, I wish I could show you the screen that I have to look at. Okay, so this piece of paper, this is what John gives me for the power peak. So John goes and gets his calendar out, and he, in beautiful handwriting, that's all his personal handwriting, he puts down the list of what's happening during the week. So I have that in front of me, no, like at a glance, but we're also putting that together in the Power Peak. Now, the Power Peak, for those of you that don't know, is our weekly newsletter that's online at markhusson.com or Mark's Power Peak, and peak is with EE, like you're seeing something, not a mountain peak, the markspowerpeak.com. And the password this week is Mama, because guess what? Even though today's a Leo moon and it deals with the absent father, Mother is Mother's Day next week. So first of all, for all you mothers, because our show comes after it, happy Mother's Day. Your value to the world is what I can't even mention. I don't even know. I don't even know how important the status of motherhood. my mother was a monument of importance to me. As much as I talk crap about my mom, my little Virgo mom, she was really not liked in the family. She had an Aries moon. And because she had that fire, she had that ability to say, F you, I'm out. I'll do my life my way. She was a secretary. She had to work. She had to work. And so she put me in daycare at the age of two, which I hated her for it. But as an adult looking at her life, she had to do what she had to do. She had to follow that drive. She bought me a pair of bell bottoms. They were little flared pants. They were striped. And I got kicked out of junior high because of them. They were not obscene. They were just flared at the bottom. And I'm thinking like I really do believe teachers were out to get me because my dad was in the system and I was his son. And they were just like, you know, I don't know. And she called and went to bat. I thought I was going to get in trouble. I didn't know what to do. And she called the principal and said, that is ridiculous. That cost me a lot of money. She's a Virgo. She ain't going to put her money in something and then not be able to wear them. And got me, he wouldn't let me wear them back, but she told him how she felt. So fighter. So moms everywhere, all of you, thank you. And those of you that have been moms, I don't care if you gave birth or not. Those of you that have mothered something into well-being, I want you to know I'm a Cancer. Mom stuff is very big for me. I see my friends being maternal and I see them caring about people in ways that I couldn't possibly do it. When my mom got sick, it was my sisters. They wouldn't take her in, but it was the sisters who found a place for her that was comfortable. I provided financial support for that, but it was them who had to, you know, go see her weekly. I didn't do that. I went to see her and it made her upset. She didn't know who I was. And in a way, there was a part of me that goes good because there's no point. I'm not going to fly in and do this every month. Yeah, it was the women, and that's what I'm trying to say. It was the moms, they each are moms, who took care of her and who made sure that she was taken care of at least by another facility. And so, anyway, cheers to you, whatever your capacity as a mom is. And I know that's a very important day. It's a very important day for me. I love that day. Makes me sad because, you know, it's such an emotionally complex issue, but it's really not. It's about celebrating. It was Hallmark saying, this is the day we should celebrate mom. Like once a year, that's all you get. And we know that's not true. So if you are a mom, I hope you're taken care of. I hope you're spoiled. I hope your kids celebrate you and you're given the moment that you deserve on all levels, and grandma's too. All right. Now, today we go into the Virgo moon. I want you to be aware of the amount of self-criticism that can come from that, but also the amount of cleaning that can be done under a Virgo moon is remarkable. So we get tomorrow all day to start getting rid of stuff. I'm starting to see the piles. I'm starting to see the boxes I want to do. I want so deeply to live like I was going to move. And I just have such a hard time doing that, but I really want to. And so I think we're going to get into this spring cleaning fire. I hope you can join me in that. Now, last week we had the Venus Neptune conjunction. You see in the chart, and I'll switch these so the chart is bigger than me if you're watching live. But you'll see in the chart at the very top, Venus and Neptune are 1 degree apart. Okay, so let me get my mouse over there. But look at the very top of the chart. Actually, I should just put it on the solo. Let's just do the big screen. Right here is Venus and Neptune. I'm circling it with my mouse, Venus and Neptune. There, Venus is at 2, Neptune's at 1. That is the day. Yesterday, all week before, if you started something new, it's going to take, and it's going to be amazing. And I think, I don't know what you started. Like, Serena started her live stream. So I think that's brilliant. Like, today she gets to have the Venus-Neptune thing in her chart. Anybody that's starting anything new. So if you've started something, I want you to make note of it. Please keep it, because guess what? We get the chance again. Look at this Mercury next to Chiron. Venus is coming next to Chiron. This will be 2 weeks. I'll get us the dates. That's a giant one. That's even bigger than Venus-Neptune, the Venus-Chiron conjunction coming up. So you guys, I'm just saying this. It's not like you have to do anything, but if there's things you want to heal, if there's a raise you need, if there's a change in your life that you want, if there's something you've been hoping to start, you got a little opportunity here. And is it the last one? Oh, no. It's so not the last one. but it's a good one. And this, and Venus goes pretty fast, so it'll be back in a couple of years doing the same thing. But we get this opportunity now with Venus. So these are called Cinderella aspects. These are ones that are very benign, very gentle. They have to do with love and permanency. If you're planning a wedding, that's a great week to do it when Venus touches Chiron like insane. If you have a dear friend you need to heal something with, great time to do it. Great time to meet new friends. I'm looking to see if there's any questions. Oh, fur baby moms. Yeah, I know. You guys that have little fur baby, like mother of anything, mother of anything, something that you've been, something that you've been, that you brought to life for. I mean, I do see this thing in women that I am envious of, but it's a kind of strength. And I'm not trying to blow air. But I've seen it a couple of times, women who have a certain, and maybe it's just my prejudice, like the way I view the world, because I've seen very, you know, I know there's very brave men as well. And I love them too. I just think it's amazing when people have a skill. But I have seen this mother thing as a Cancer where it's defies everything. I have a little bit in me myself when it comes to my babies. It's sort of like, you know, look out, I will do, you know, we'll move earth for things that we mother and we love. But anyway, yeah, fur babies is a big one that people mother. The Virgo, children of Virgo, okay, the Virgo Moon Mom Club, absolutely. Children of Virgo moms, we have a Virgo. Gypsy, you're in that. I get it. Me and John both had Virgo mothers. I know so many people that have Virgo mothers. We laugh because we are the kids that thought furniture was made of plastic. We are the kids that knew people can't come into your house. Like my mom, when I brought my first boyfriend, my very first, I loved him. Not my, like, I didn't have a lot of flings, right? I just, you know, I'm so like whatever, like slow developer, but he was adorable. He was a very sweet friend, still a dear friend. Brought him to the house and she wouldn't come downstairs out of her bedroom. She wouldn't come out. And that was sort of like the reclusiveness of Virgo. That's, she just didn't want company, and we weren't allowed to have people over no matter what, nothing. So I always was at other people's houses, which I think sculpted me in a good way because A, it made me make my house an open book. I lived in a store, for goodness sake. 7 days a week we had people coming in. I think that was a compensation. So this says, I have so much that I want to change. A major overhaul would be nice. Never mind a glow up. Pamela, this is fine. I love that. So keep that intent. Just keep it going. And one, and do me a favor. Every small increment, give it a lot of power. Like celebrate the small changes. Just cleaning up my desk, I'm going to celebrate that small change because it matters in the big picture. Is there a Virgo's dad club? There probably is. I haven't seen it because Virgo dads, man, it's such a great, great question. We should make one. I don't know a lot of Virgo dads. They're loners. They're the ones who, you know, went off on their own or stayed in the study. So it's kind of interesting to think about a Virgo dad's club. So I have to find out more. But yeah, I think of Virgo men as not as involved in, like, more needing to get that space and more needing to have their quirky privacy. You have to tell me if that's right for you. Yeah, we have Lynn's Virgo Mom Club. There's so many Virgo moms. It's so funny. And I know so many Virgos that had, I know so many people that have Virgo moms. So I got to, the Virgo dad thing is a really good question. No one's ever asked that in all the years. But I do think it has to do with the way Virgo men do Virgo. And you know, Virgo moms, Virgo needs to take care of you. They need to care. They're impeccable about it, almost to a fault. But then they resent it if it's just too much. Like, so then they have to go into their isolation phase, which is why mom would hide in the bedroom. She had no time to herself. And, but it was her choice. She worked. And, she worked. And so weekends became the only time she has to clean. She became a weekend warrior. And then we had to go to church because she needed Sundays by herself. And so that was our gift to her. We all knew it, you know, it was almost expected, like, Mary is not leaving the house on Sunday, so the kids are and dad are going to church. And that's what happened. So Quelly says, I am a Virgo rising mother. You and Kat and so many others. And you have the gift of being all the skills of Virgo, but your heart and everything else, you get to be a different twist to it. It's very good. That's really good. My husband's dad is a Virgo, very A-type personality. My husband is a Virgo moon. Thank goodness that he had a Virgo moon. I do see that Virgo man. I think Virgo men, I had a few Virgo men in my life. I get them. My Jupiter's in Virgo, so I understand it. But the quirkiness and the in need for everything being like military almost is almost scary. I can imagine. Not all of them. And we know that we're generalizing here on purpose. Shelly, Cancer Sun and Virgo Moon with fur babies. Yeah, right on. Lucky fur babies. Virgo Rising Moms. Yeah, let's talk about Virgo Rising Moms. Because you all do have a few, there's a few, I know a lot of Virgo risings that are moms. First of all, you go to the ruler of Virgo in your chart, and which is Mercury. So you have to see where the Mercury is. And that will define a lot about how you are as a Virgo mom. Okay, everybody think about this. Your rising sign here, like this chart here is Gemini, I'm circling it. You look for Mercury as well. And this Mercury in this chart is in Aries. So this personality, if this were a person, would be the kind of mom that would have that Aryan sort of like nothing would stop them if they wanted something a certain way. So when you are, what happens with the Virgo mom is then the Virgo moms need it to be precise for the world. A lot of times the perfection and the way they raise the kids and the values that they bring in are going to be based on what it looks like to the outside world. Like we want, because what is the rising sign? The rising sign is how we present. And so when you're a mom and you have a Virgo rising and you want people to see how you present, you want to know that you raised a good family. You want to know that you did the right thing as a mom. So you're actually almost more inclined to act out some of the Virgo rules than a Virgo sun mom. So my mom was a Cancer rising. So she would proselytize to the world what a loving mom and, you know, she was. What a perfect mom she was. In fact, this is a funny quip, and I'll finish this thought with the Virgo rising. I grew up believing that Cancers were the luckiest sign of the zodiac. Because my mom married a Cancer, she kept saying, Cancers are so lucky. And she was talking about herself. And I never put that together. So I grew up believing, she said, Cancers have this knack of picking the best partners, which I did. I mean, I picked the best partner. And I'm always thinking that's a Cancer trait. It wasn't. It was a Virgo telling us why picking a Virgo is a perfect choice. So it was hilarious and funny. But Virgo rising, so you care about what it looks like. So a lot of that Virgo imperfectionism shows up in the public eye. And so like this is like where you want, so you raised your kids in a way where you could look at the world without with a clean conscience and go, I tried to be a perfect mom. And how the kids experience you, because they get to see the sun sign, is based on your sun sign. So whatever your sun sign is. So if you're a Virgo mom and a Taurus, the kids see the comfort and the stability of a home that person makes. If you're an Aquarian, the kids get to see the unique, different kind of family. Like this wasn't a normal family. I can't imagine an Aquarius mom not having kids who go, she was different. She was definitely different. And interesting that I pick Aquarius and Taurus because both of them have things they absolutely want a certain way in. Okay, I'm checking out the chat room. Cancer Sun, Virgo Moon. Yes, yes, yes. So if you have a Cancer Sun, of course, the negative part of all this, you guys, when it comes to raising kids and being a mom, and this, I'm glad we're talking about moms. This is so perfect. Is that the worst part of Cancer is you come in with a matriarch heart and a matriarch body. And so women who are Cancers are actually like, and I have an aunt who is, and I love this aunt so much. but she runs kind of like the show with a, like, she knows what's right, period, case closed. And cancers are like that. I'm like that. I remember we had a kid that we raised. I call it we raised, but we kind of did. He lived behind us at the store. He was 7 when he met us. And 39 the last time I saw him. So it was a lot of influential things. But I remember I was just thinking, like, God, okay, wait a minute. Let me think, get my thought back. Yes, I remember him saying to me, I have come to you so many times with such good news, and you have every single time tell me where there's something wrong with it. And I remember how that hit me, because what I was doing in my head was, don't get too high on yourself. Don't just stop working now. Keep it up, da-da-da. And what a terrible thing that was. I mean, I felt horrible, but he was so right, because I didn't know how to say, let's celebrate this moment, baby. That is amazing, because I always saw the best. I have Jupiter and Virgo. I'd be a terrible parent. I mean, you know, from the outside, it might look like a great parent, but I do think there's a part that's like, I'm not impressed, blah, blah, blah. So the negative part, the positive part, a lot of love, heart fills with love. All of the signs here in the room, the way you love matters. And you guys, obviously, I think you're here in these kind of shows and this kind of topic because you have that capacity. Even though we as a culture say they have intimacy issues. I'm so against all that. I'm so against that. If you don't love the way I think you should love, you have an intimacy issue. I think we get to love the way we need to love, and we do it. That's it. And that's the love. And our ability to love is to see it. To see it. To see the person's doing what they can, their version of love. It's a tough one. Okay, you guys are great. Let me see. You know what I haven't done? I haven't refreshed the chat room in Facebook. So let me do that real quick, you guys, and then we'll finish talking about the topic, which is your sign and being a mom. Oh, there we go. Hey, Sharon, any advice for Scorpio Sun, Libra Rising, Taurus Moon? Scorpio Sun, Taurus Moon, that's a full moon, and a Libra Rising. I feel like huge positive shifts are occurring, but still unsure, like I'm in preparation mode and not quite time. The unknowing is tough. Anything? Oh, that's, I feel for you. Okay, Scorpio Sun, Libra Rising, Taurus Moon. That's a full moon. We're in the Taurus cycle. I think because we're in this fixed energy cycle for you, there's not a lot you can do because Pluto's in Aquarius, Uranus is in Taurus. I think the part that you, the preparation is in, I think, being able to accept whatever changes occur. Libra wants to keep things nice. Your Venus ruled, so the Venus changes are going to be good this week and the next week. And the next week are going to be amazing for you because I think you're going to see some positive changes. But how about not trying to direct them? How about not thinking you can do anything wrong? How about loving that child in you that says, look, no matter what happens, I'm here for you and we're going to celebrate whatever comes down the pike. It's getting rid of the shoulds and the have tos, like you could do something wrong. Pretend your inner child asked that question, a real child. If you have a child, pretend the child asked the question, and the answer would always be something so loving and so supportive that you're ready for anything and there's nothing you can do wrong. Hi, Joni. I believe you are in your element, even more sweetly entertaining, are you? Joni, you're so nice. I'm interested to hear what you share about these glorious changes. Say the Pisces Sun, Cancer Rising. Oh, says a Pisces Sun, Cancer Rising, Aquarius Moon. No Earth. That's right. And there is no Earth happening now except the Sun just made it. So we're going to start getting a little grounded. Yeah, I do think, and I was thinking about Pisces today too. You guys are ready for some real relief, because Neptune's been in Pisces forever, for 14 years. Saturn's leaving Pisces. So all the restructuring that you've been through and you still keep your attitude nice is an amazing accomplishment, Joni. And I want you to know you're about to now benefit from the fruits of the labor that you went through. I'm not kidding. Okay. So Venus touches Chiron. We have 2 weeks. I'm going to get you all the exact date on that. Thank you for asking. Hi, Laura. Thanks for being here. Lori Love's in the house too. Lori Love is the show after Cats, which is after mine. Love that you all participate in these things. And now let me look for Venus Chiron conjunction. Thank you all for posting. It says, Quelly says, I'm an Aquarius moon and my children are usually embarrassed by me. It can be a bit much. Children are supposed to be embarrassed, Quelly. That's what they do. That's part of the growth. And the part of you that gets to see if your inner child is embarrassed by you too, where you get to kind of tickle it, laugh a little bit. Like it's okay to be quirky. It's okay to be you. And it's okay that they laugh because they need to feel that they are young and rebellious and moving on. So Virgo rising is going to be a little critical of that. And I want you to just be careful about not falling into that trap that, it means something that they laugh. It's kind of cute that they laugh. I like that they think I like when that kid I was talking about told me not to come within 50 yards of the school. he didn't like my car, didn't like the way I dressed. I mean, and you know, I was also alternative lifestyle guy. So yeah, I don't blame him. Okay. So Chiron, you guys, Venus and Chiron, it is going to be, we'll have plenty of time. It's the end of May. Make sure. Yes, it's the end of May. So the end of this month. We have about 3 weeks. We are going to talk about it. Do not worry. But you guys, it's coming. And it is. And let me tell you what it means. I'll read it real quick. I've done it before. You're going to read it again. You're going to hear it. This won't be the last time. Venus Chiron. Listen to this. And there's more coming too. Oh, so much more. I'm so excited. You all should be really excited about the time period. Okay, here it is. In matters of love, singularly the best aspect, that word, singularly, the best aspect to include in a love chart. It is as it greatly increases and nurtures mutual love, gives birth to the desire, urge, and need to marry and build a family. Now, this is an old-fashioned group who wrote it, but still, based on a lot of research. It's also a great aspect to meet prospective in-laws or anybody that you haven't met that you want a good impression possible. Whenever possible, include this aspect in selecting any relationship unless you want only a fling, in which case avoid this aspect because this will turn into a serious relationship. Don't have flings under this, I guess they're saying, whatever. But here it is in life. A beneficial enhancement to have in any business chart. It is called a super aspect. It is especially good for corporations that have anything to do with entertainment, and it is one of the best three aspects to have in the formation of any company, and others being Jupiter Chiron and Uranus Chiron. We still have all these to look forward to. So, but you know, forget their limited words. It's a great aspect to open the heart and keep the relationship good. It's a great aspect for success. If you want to open up an IRA, an retirement account, a savings account, anything like that. Starting new businesses, getting on the radio. What would be another one? Asking your boss for a raise, looking for work. Those things, we're in a great cycle for that. So now we're in this Aries cycle. Mercury's in Aries. Mercury is leaving Aries this week. This is your last week for putting up with having to say what's on your mind or having impatience with other people. When Mercury goes into Taurus, we start seeing how we can lay the foundation where things are going to go into place. Mercury is how we view the environment. So this week, clear out everything. Get rid of the junk. This weekend and for the next 3 weeks, let's organize it. Let's rearrange. Let's make it more comfortable. Let's get our plans together. Try not to take anybody too seriously in what they say. There's a lot of blurting out energy that goes on. I don't think Mercury is going to be touching Chiron tomorrow and the day after. I don't know if they talk about Mercury Chiron, but I'm looking real quick. Just takes me a second. Chiron, yeah, they go through every planet. Mercury, here it is real quick. Particularly good time to discuss marital problems, family matters, children, and a good time for parents to talk over problems with their kids. It's a favorable time to plan, think, or talk about the future. And in matters of money, a good time to commence a business in Mercury-related areas, including publishing anything, releasing an album, starting a software and computer business company. Okay, anything mercurial. This, it's, look at that. It's 2 degrees away. Look, Mercury's at 22. Chiron is at 24. So these charts are really good charts to launch something. When they say, whenever you give a birth date to something like, I'm starting my business tomorrow, run a chart for the time. Now, the void, of course, moon is over at noon, so we don't have a lot to worry about. Don't do it in the next 2 hours. And then it'll have a Virgo moon to it. And you got to think about that. Do you want it to have a Virgo moon or a Libra moon? If it's going to be a company you run by yourself, Virgo moon. If it's a company that involves other people and you need people to like you and be charming, Libra moon. Okay? Not that Virgo moons are not liked. They just don't, they're more reclusive. Okay. Look at that. Look at that time. Okay. How are we doing? I think we're doing good. I'm going to just do a quick refresh and then we are, I'll wrap it up. See if you guys have any last minute questions. What a fun time for me. Thank you so much. After me is Kat Nicholson. You know Kat. She's going to have her show on 12radio.com. She'll be doing readings in the house. You know how she does those. I'm looking to see anything else. No, that's all good. Okay. And after her, Lori, and then Serena's going to do her live stream. So hopefully you got a chance to see the live stream. Just go over to Facebook. It's 12listen, not Facebook, I'm sorry, youtube.com/12listen, and click the live button. You should be able to see her. You should be able to subscribe. Hopefully you're subscribing to that anyway, because all of the shows are going to be over there eventually. Okay. I'm looking for, is there any last questions, any last things you all need to know? Oh, good. Virgo dads are loners. I figured they are. I've known a few Virgo men, and there is a certain kind of leave me alone energy. Virgo in general is kind of leave me alone. You all know that, right? If you have Virgo rising, Virgo moons, Virgo suns, I know you'll see people that are like, I'm a Virgo and I'm not, I want everybody to be a part of it. But those are the Virgos that, if they overextend, will be the first to run. Thank you, Lynn. You guys, yeah, the mom thing is big. I hope this week you get a chance to love on your moms if they're around. As much as I rat on my mom, as much as I had trouble with my mom, she was my really only friend. And I got her like I got nobody else in the world, and she knew it. And so she was really, as she got older, she really attached to me. So I think when she forgot who I was or didn't, you know, couldn't see me, the mind was gone. It was almost like a ticket to say, okay, I don't have to endure the pain of watching her diminish. And it's a weird thing, the complexity of our feelings and emotions, right? So do, if you get a chance, if you have a bad relationship with your mom, don't feel bad. It's okay. Just all this comes down to is a kind of coming to a terms of peace with yourself. It's not like an objectively good thing to love your mom or bad thing to love your mom. It's a thing that's a personal growth inside of people in general, and how we can forgive and how we can open up a little bit and sort of come out into as to who we are. Okay. This is a great time period, you guys. I love spending time with you. Thank you for spending time with me. There's one more post. Let me see. My husband, you guys are so creative. My husband of 36 years, the Virgo sun and moon. Oh, my dad was gone all the time, especially when we were small. Taurus, mom, me, Virgo moon. Thank you so much. Yeah, Becky, thank you too. You guys are so sweet for sharing. Please enjoy us. We're at 12listen. That's how we make our bread and butter. Wednesdays, if you, big sale at 12listen. If you need to talk to an advisor, want to see who they are, why we love them so much, it's a good time to do that. Thank you for sharing your lives with me. Thank you for letting me share mine with you. Until next week, this is Mark Husson, and this is the Mark Husson Astrology Hour. Signing out. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
just